Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Austin Berg, are you there?
I'm here.
Austin Berg is with the Illinois Policy Institute. This Anjanette Young story is still distressing, not only for the misconduct, the miscalculation, the lunacy of the police, but also for the amount of money that she's getting paid, $2.9 million, which to me is a lot of money. I'm not saying it's appropriate or inappropriate. I'm just saying $3 million is a lot of money. One of the aldermen in the city, though, says no, when you consider the humiliations she suffered and the fact that the city didn't even want to do that and that Lori Lightfoot may have lied about that, it's not enough. How much money does the city of Chicago pay out in these sorts of settlements?
So over the last 10 years, the city has paid out roughly $500 million with a B dollars in police misconduct settlements, just like Anjanette Young's. Hers is $2.9
million. $500 million over the last 10 years?
That's right, over the last 10 years. And that's higher than, I believe, every city but New York City.
Now, apples to apples are difficult here, right? Of course, we're going to be more than Cleveland or Cincinnati. We're a bigger city, right?
Yeah, that's right. And also, the data on this is very difficult to get. Cities don't just publish how much. They don't have a running tally of these sorts of misconduct settlements. So apples to apples is difficult. But this is a really, really huge cost for taxpayers. And I think a very reasonable thing to request in exchange for this cost, and just like you, I would never say that Anjanette Young deserves more or deserves less than what she got. She suffered an enormous indignity publicly because of official misconduct, and I think she deserves to seek damages for that. But taxpayers deserve to know everything that happened during this raid, and they deserve to know what the mayor's office response to this was. And unfortunately, there is still a 163-page Inspector General's report on the Anjanette Young raid that is still kept under wraps. We deserve to see that if we are paying these sorts of settlements.
Right. What did the city know? Who knew it? How was this handled? Now, the city says, well, it's special circumstances for the release of an Inspector General report, but an independent firm, Jones Day, the law firm that has some credibility in this city, does another investigation, and that will be released soon enough. Is that satisfactory to you?
No. The more the merrier. Why shouldn't taxpayers who are on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars in police misconduct settlements know what the mayor's office was doing in this case? And how do we get better? How do we prevent more Anjanette Youngs if we don't have this information? And I think it's a case of the city law department really keeping the mayor's interests first and taxpayers' interests and victims' interests second.
You know, the most interesting sentence in John Byrne and Gregory Pratt's story to me this morning is the very last one. I mean, so we're all outraged by what happened to Anjanette Young. $2.9 million is a number subject to debate. Here's the last sentence, though. The Finance Committee Monday also approved three other settlements totaling $2.16 million and three other lawsuits alleging police misconduct. I mean, this isn't even a one-off. Oh, by the way, we've got three others here, and they come to about the same amount of money, over $2 million.
That's right, and we've got this year, I think the number is $67 million in payouts. And that speaks to, especially, I've spoken with you a lot about the consent decree, but really how you prevent this stuff over time is improving management at the Chicago Police Department. Rank-and-file officers deserve better management. Victims deserve better management. The city deserves better management in the Chicago Police Department. Until you get it, we should not be surprised that these costs are so high.
Austin, do you know what the typical scenario is? What happened to Ms. Young is a one-off, let's say. But if it happens this often, what are we typically paying these tens and hundreds of millions of dollars for?
It's a case-by-case basis. It is largely police misconduct, but there are other settlements as well. If you can imagine, maybe a CTA bus hits a person and then breaks their leg. We as taxpayers pay that cost because that is a city-owned bus, right?
Yeah.
Similar for the Chicago Police Department. And it's a case-by-case basis with things like Anjanette Young. In this case, What I fear happened, and the details would, and evidence we have would point to this, is the city, you know, was fighting this really, really aggressively in court. And the city's official position was Anjanette Young deserves $0. And I think they overplayed their hand, and that the case, went along and got to a point where the mayor's office would have been exposed to broad discovery, meaning that report would be out in the open. Everything that the public does not see would be out in the open. And then the tune changed very quickly. Yeah. That's how you get from $0 to $2.9 million.
Here's how part of the calculation works, again, from Gregory Pratt's writing. It was 10 minutes before officers allowed Young to head to her bedroom to get dressed. If the case went to trial, and this is the position of the corporate counsel for the city of Chicago, in addressing this to the city council, she says, look, if the case goes to trial, a jury might award her $13 million, $1 million for each officer in the apartment, or $16 million, $1 million for each second that she was completely undressed, she told Alderman. So the city's position is $3 million is kind of a skate compared to what we might get if this goes all the way through. Okay.
Could be true.
Yeah.
That very well could be true, I think. But also the point remains, one, why can't we see the report?
Yeah.
And two, it's kind of hard to prove the negative, right? You don't know where this would have gone if this was going to court.
Austin Berg does work for a company, an organization called the Illinois Policy Institute. He's a regular in our Mincing Rascals podcast. All right, Austin, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for your help.
Thanks, John.